Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thursday, February 28th, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, announced its president and CEO, Craig Fuller, will be stepping down from his position just as soon as a suitable replacement is found. Fuller stepped up as president of the organization in 2009, taking the helm from Phil Boyer. We're speaking with him today. Mr. Fuller, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Glenn.
So, how do you feel?
Well, you know, actually, it's certainly an important day in my life. I have greatly enjoyed my time at AOPA. I have weeks, perhaps a few months left. We made the announcement earlier today, and I came right back to Washington D.C. and went to work. But this is a wonderful organization. It's been a great privilege for me to lead it. I committed to 5 years as I was coming in. First conversations, I think, with me were held in 2007, and I was selected in 2008. And so I told the board, "This is year five, and I think it's probably time for me to give them the chance to pick a really strong successor. And I'll keep focused on running the organization and helping the transition. And when the person selected is ready, I will step aside." It's a little bittersweet. I'm very, very fond of and have great respect for the people with whom I work at AOPA. And, of course, I've met literally hundreds of wonderful aviators around the country. But we'll see what comes next. And I certainly hope to stay involved with general aviation. I've been a pilot for over 40 years, so I know I'll keep flying.
Well, going back to the beginning with AOPA, what were the biggest challenges that you saw when you came on board?
Well, when you go back to, of course, there was a national election in 2008, and the president-elect, Obama, was quick to talk about a big user fee. And AOPA, of course, has traditionally had as job one advocacy. And so my perception was that we had to absolutely block this new and their efforts on trying to pass a user fee. And so strengthening our advocacy effort was probably my biggest priority. It led to the formation of General Aviation Service America. GA Service America became a campaign that we ran in 2009 and effectively caused the administration, working with many others, we caused the administration to set that aside. The economy, of course, immediately began to decline, and I think for all of us, that economic downturn has been the source of many challenges in terms of raising the revenue necessary to do the work we do, but we've looked at some new ways of doing that as well.
Well, maybe that flows into this next question. Over the term there, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, AOPA and 1939 was founded to really preserve and protect the freedom to fly. And I think that the strength of our national or federal advocacy effort, as well as our state advocacy effort, I'm extremely proud of. Working with others in the general aviation community, in fact, helping to coalesce the general aviation community into a strong coalition, if you will, is something I'm proud of. And it led to the formation of these general aviation caucuses in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. We'd never seen those before. We have a large percentage of the Congress participating in them now. That's been helpful. We have 2,500 Airport Support Network volunteers, which are our eyes and ears around the country, and we work effectively at the state level. In the communications area, because part of the founder's concept was that AOPA exists to share the passion of general aviation, so with respect to our media channels, the magazine has remained strong, the electronic publications are strong. We launched in the last 5 years AOPA Live, which is now a webcast that's seen worldwide, and it has become a great forum for getting our messages out. And then finally, we we really focused in the last few years on trying to improve retention and flying and flight instruction, trying to make sure that people who start and become student pilots complete and become private pilots. That led us to more work in flying clubs, all of which is now wrapped into the center to advance the pilot community. And I think that's almost a third leg. If you think of advocacy and media, the center to advance the pilot community is almost a third leg of our set of initiatives, and a very, very important one. And then I think to address what was a continued erosion in some of our revenue sources as a result of the faulty economy, we've taken a real hard look at how we can structure the organization to engage in some strategic investing that allows us to provide products and services that are of value to our members that also produce some additional revenue for AOPA, which we plug right back into the advocacy work. And we've had commercial enterprise activity since the 1940s, but clearly going forward, we need a stronger base. And so what's now AOPA Holdings, led by Michael Skarzinski, is a new element of what we're doing to help us do a stronger job delivering products and services that are relevant to our members.
Well, and again, this may, I suppose, build off of that same train of thought, but what are the issues, as you step aside, that you feel are going to linger for the next president going forward that will be major factors in how they behave as the organization progresses?
You know, AOPA is a multifaceted kind of organization. It's over 200 people strong. It has the missions I've talked about. It has business units within it. So it's a strong organization. It needs strong and effective management. And I'm sure the board will look for a successor who brings those skills to the table. But in this position, you really do play the role of one of the major spokesmen for the general aviation community, and you need someone who can communicate effectively about the importance and the value of general aviation. The policy issues will come and go. There'll be different ones that will confront the general aviation community, but what is absolutely essential is for policymakers to understand the value of general aviation, and that's a challenge. It's just ongoing. New people come into office, and new issues jumped onto the front page of the papers. But day in and day out, we need to make sure we're making our case there. And I really hope that the person who follows me will be every bit as committed as my colleagues are in the other associations to having a strong, united general aviation coalition, if you will. We are much stronger because we raise our voices collectively around issues upon which we deliberate and discuss and try to iron out any differences that are there. I think this is very important going forward, and so I hope it's a part of the program going forward, because I do think it makes it far easier, far more effective, if you will, to represent the general aviation community, if that community is together on issues.
Well, aside from the outside issues, the outside influences, the things that the organization has to react to, it's obviously a member organization. Looking back, what do you feel is the responsibility of the AOPA CEO and president to its membership? And I guess, do you have an opinion on how a subsequent president should proceed there?
Well, it's a very special role in a membership organization. I think the leader of the organization has to listen carefully, also has to lead, has to take positions, has to educate, and needs to be responsive to the membership. AOPA's great strength is in the fact that it represents nearly 400,000 members, but that's also a challenge because that's a diverse group. I have really enjoyed actually getting to work closely with the pilots who fly in the backcountry. My friends in the Recreational Aviation Foundation taught me a lot about people who like to go onto grass strips and Forest Service lands. And tail draggers taught me so much. In fact, it got me interested in getting my own husky for doing just that. At the same time, we represent pilots who are using aircraft in business, who may be burning Jet A and operate in a flight level environment, and they want our help to make sure airports are kept open and regulations don't impose too many costs or restrictions. So the leader of the organization has to relate to all the full range of the membership and the various constituency groups contained within the membership. The only way to do that, in my view, is to get out and spend time with members, talking to members. And indeed, half of my time, half of a 365-day year was spent outside of, away from home and outside of either Washington, D.C. or Frederick, Maryland, where we're based. I just think that goes with the territory, and as I said, I think it's an important aspect to what we do. The members are responsive. I just came back recently from the Northwest Aviation Conference, and we focused on very specific tax issues affecting a flying club there, and that's something I wouldn't have known about unless I'd gone out and spent time talking about it, or how NOAA is trying to expand restricted flight to airspace. Those are the kinds of that kind of dialogue, that back and forth teaches you about the issues that are really affecting our members where they fly, and so I think that's important. Truthfully, one of the reasons that I reached the decision I did is that the organization, AOPA, is an organization. Its foundation and its the AOPA holdings and all of its component parts are in very good shape. We have very strong leaders in each of these areas. The board has been very supportive of the work we're doing in these areas. And given the strong consensus and the directions we're going and the strong support for the leadership, it seemed like the right time for me to say, let's honor the 5-year commitment and let's bring someone in who will bring new energy, I'm sure new ideas to the tasks at hand. But that person, he or she, will start with a very strong foundation, much as I did 5 years ago.
Well, you will be moving on, and I guess the question on your mind and everybody else's, where do you go from here?
You know, it's an interesting question. I think for many of us, particularly if you've served in government, you don't really have a lot of anxiety about making a decision and accepting the fact that things will change. I've been very fortunate in my life. I have had options that have come my way during the 5 years that I've been at AOPA that I couldn't take advantage of. I was very focused on the job there. I'm fortunate to serve on one outside board. That's one path. I would like the opportunity to continue to make contributions in the general aviation community, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. A little break and a little rest after we finish the transition period is kind of what I have my mind focus on, and we'll see what comes next. I do, you know, I've always enjoyed writing, and I certainly enjoy sharing the stories of general aviation, and so maybe I'll put my mind to that. But at this point, I'm kind of focused on the tasks at hand, and I feel good about the future, and I look forward to exploring new opportunities. I don't have any immediate plans at this stage.
We've been speaking with Craig Fuller, outgoing president and CEO of AOPA. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.